Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Here we are. Good afternoon, guys, and it's so great to have you guys back again. This is Carl McKinney, co-hosting the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Seth Green and Kevin Harrington. Today, we have the pleasure of having Rod Cleef from Lifetime Cash Flow Podcast, and he's going to share some insights that you guys will want to hear. So I hope you have your coffee and your seatbelts on, because we're going to get some good stuff today. Rod, thanks for joining today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Carl. I appreciate it. And it's been a long time since I've seen Seth and Kevin, and you just prompted to refresh my memory to that interview we did, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But it's great to circle back with you guys.
That's so cool. Now, Rod, for my audience's sake, I want you to tell your story. It's compelling.
Okay, sure. Sit back and listen. All right. Sure. I don't know how compelling it is, but, you know, it is a little painful. I will tell you that. So I'm a Dutch immigrant. OK, I was born in the Netherlands. So think wooden shoes and windmills. Right. And immigrated when I was 6 years old with my brother Albert, my mother's Vancha. And we ended up in Denver, Colorado. And I will tell you, we didn't have much when we were growing up. I remember eating expired food. We actually shopped at an expired food store, believe it or not. They had that back then. We drank powdered milk with our cereal in the morning because it was cheaper than real milk. And trust me, it sounds better than it is. And I remember wearing clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school, hand-me-down clothes, until I finally got so disgusted I lied about my age at Burger King because I was tall when I was 14 and got a job flipping burgers. So I could buy my own clothes and then ultimately buy my car. And, you know, I'm sure you've got listeners that had it harder than I did, and maybe even have it harder now with all this economic craziness. But I knew I wanted more. And luckily, my mom had an incredible work ethic. So she babysat kids so that we'd have enough money to eat. And she was a bit of an entrepreneur with her babysitting money, even with no formal education. She invested in the stock market and IPOs successfully. And she also invested in real estate. Well, her first real estate acquisition was a house directly across the street from us. She bought when I was about 14 for about 30 grand. Okay. Then when I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep. And this is when 20,000 was a lot of money. And I'm like, what? You made 20 grand and you didn't do anything? Screw college. I'm getting into real estate. So I went out and got my real estate license, and, you know, I was going to be rich selling real estate. Well, my first year in real estate, I made about 8 grand. My second year, I made about 10 grand. But my third year, I made over $100,000, which back in 1980 was some real money. And so what happened between year two and year three that caused me to 10X my income? Well, what happened was I met a guy. I was actually working with him, dating his daughter, actually. And he taught me about the importance of mindset and psychology, and how 80 to 90% of your success in anything is just that, your mindset and psychology. Only 10 to 20% is the vehicle, the real estate, if it were, or buying a business or building a business or whatever it is, entrepreneurial, that you're doing. 80, 90% of it is your mindset. And so, you know, fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses that I've rented long-term. I own thousands of apartment units now in 7 states. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. And you might say, wow. And I said, wow. And I did the math on it. It was like $8,300 an hour for the whole year on a 40-hour work week. And of course, I bragged about it. And I got a head so big I could barely fit it through a door, and thought I was a real estate god. And you know when that happens, God of the universe will give you a nice little reckoning. They'll give you a nice little smackdown. Well, that was 2008 and 2009. I lost $50 million conservatively in 2008-09. And so what I'm known for talking about on my show, my podcast, and, you know, my boot camps and so on and so forth, is the mindset it took to have $50 million to lose in the first place. And then, as importantly, maybe more importantly, is the mindset it took to recover from that to the success that I'm blessed to have today. So, you know, I'm happy to drill down on that with you a little bit, Carl, if you'd like.
I'd like to hear about some of those mindset barriers that us, you know, the common man deals with, and then how do we overcome them?
Sure. And this I will tell you, these strategies that I used to have the $50 million to lose in the first place and to recover from that are pretty much the same. It starts with creating a hunger. You've got to want it, okay? You've got to have what Napoleon Hill calls a burning desire. And so, you know, and that's why goal setting is so absolutely important. If you come to one of my boot camps, and I'll give your peeps a hell of a deal if they want to come to my, I've got a virtual boot camp coming up. The first thing we do is goal setting on steroids. Because how do you get anything if you don't know what the hell it is? You got to know what you want with clarity. And you've got to know why you want it. And so we do goal setting. And so it starts with that, because that's how you create that burning desire. You got to want it. And that's how you push through fear. That's how you push through limiting beliefs you may have. Or that's how you get uncomfortable. You know, the comfort zone's a nice warm place and nothing freaking grows there, right? So, you know, if you've got an average ability with a burning desire, success is inevitable. It's all about the burning desire. You find what you love, you find your mission and purpose in life, and then you end up wanting success as bad as you want to breathe. You're not going to be average. You're going to be a huge success. But again, you know, and so goal setting. Now, let me just say this to you. I'll tell you how you can come to my boot camp if you want to learn multifamily, if that interests you. But on my link tree, which is rodslinks.com, or if you text the word links to 72345, rodslinks.com, I do a goal setting workshop every year around the holidays. Really, New Year's Day is typically when I do it. And I did it last year, and it's there. And so it's Rod's Links, and you go to the bottom. There's my goal setting workshop. There's a guide you can download. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. Here's the thing, Carl. People spend more time planning a freaking birthday party than they do designing their lives. This is designing your life. So if you've got a spouse, have them do it. If you've got a kid that's over 10 years old, have them do it. Have them design their life. It's very, very powerful. And frankly, it's something you should do two or three times a year. So it starts with goals. Then you got to make a decision. And the Latin root for the word decision means to cut off. It means when you make a decision, it's done. It's not dipping a toe in the water. It's not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It is freaking done. And then once you've made that decision, you're committed. And once you're committed, you're like a train on a track. If you're just interested, you're going to get knocked off track. You know, and when you're committed, it's no longer a dream. It becomes an outcome. But you got to make that decision. And a great analogy for a real decision is if you're going to attack the island, you're going to burn your ships because you're taking their damn ships home. That's a decision. It is done at that point, right? That's a real decision. But you, when you do that, then you accept 100% responsibility and you're 100% committed. And I'll be telling you, success is typically inevitable. So decision starts there. Then you've got to actually, right after that, you got to take your first step. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King said, you take that first step in faith, the next step will be revealed. You know, and that's the truth. And I will tell you, sometimes that first decision could be the most important decision of your life. I see it with my students all the time. It's called the law of the first deal. It's the hardest. It's the scariest. Sometimes they're 8 months in, they don't have a deal yet. And then the next thing I know, they get one and then they have three. I'm like, what the heck just happened? You know, and they realize all the barriers are between their ears. And so if you're listening and you're analytical, and I love you, and you know who you are, and you know also know how you have to check off every single box before you make a move, I'm going to tell you not to do that here, okay? Remember this analogy. You can drive all the way across the United States at night with your headlights only seeing 60 feet in front of you, and you know you'll make it. You know other people have made it before you. You may have some obstacles, but you'll make it. It's the same way with your goals, but you got to take that first step. Don't wait, okay? This life is not a dress rehearsal. Don't fear failure. Fear regret, okay? Those of you that are analytical, you know, get caught up in analysis paralysis. Don't do that. Don't have regret. There was this nurse in Australia, Carl. Her name was Bronnie Ware, and she was a hospice nurse. So she took care of patients that were about to die. And she asked him a question. And the question was, do you have any regrets? And she wrote a book about it, something like The Five Regrets of Dying. You know what the number one regret was? It was not living the life I could have lived, living someone else's life, not doing what I know I'm capable of. Don't fear failure. Fear that, okay? Fear that regret. You don't want that regret. So you got to take that first step, okay? And then, you know, you've got to approach this with a positive attitude and optimism. It's so easy to focus on pain and struggle. You know, most people focus on what they don't want. But when you focus on what you want, that's what you get. When you decide what you want and you declare it, God of the universe will help you conspire to make that happen. When you expect amazing things, you'll get amazing things. So super important that you have that positive expectation. So, you know, let's talk about fear and limiting beliefs for a second. So what is fear? F everything and run. That's what it is for most people. Okay. You know, I like to think it's face everything and rise, and it's definitely false evidence appearing real. Okay. There's some great analogies there, but the point is the most successful people on the planet feel fear as well. They just push through in spite of it. And so, you know, whenever I'm stressed, which is just the achiever's word for fear, whenever I'm stressed or fearful, I take massive action because action actually mitigates fear. Anything, even if it's midnight and I get scared about something or fearful about something, I'll get up and go do something towards it because it mitigates the fear. So now let's talk about limiting beliefs. So I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old from the Netherlands, and I've actually got a prop to use for this because it's hilarious, and I'll describe it for those of you listening. But I got thrown into school and I didn't speak English, okay? So I found out what bullies were for the first time, and I got my butt kicked occasionally. And then my mom sent me to school in these wooden shoes. These are the actual shoes. We found them when she went to assisted living. And these shorts the Germans wear for Oktoberfest. So I got my ass kicked again, as you can imagine. And, you know, she thought that'd be cute. Well, it wasn't cute. And then, you know, we had bullies at the end of our street, and they chased me home, and she chased them off with a fly swatter. So the next day, butt kicking again. And so I came up with this belief system that I wasn't good enough. I used to ask myself, how can I show them I'm good enough? And which, of course, presupposed that I wasn't. And a lot of people have these limiting belief systems. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not analytical enough. I don't have enough money or time. Listen, there's a reason the acronym for belief systems is BS. Because 99% of them are BS. But see, we believe they're real, but they have no basis in fact. If you have one of these that you're consciously aware of, now sometimes you're not consciously aware of it. In fact, it took me quite a bit of looking in the mirror to figure that one out myself, that I used to ask myself. But if you're consciously aware of it, bring it out into the daylight. Look at it rationally, and you do that enough times, it'll dissipate and disappear. I used to be afraid to raise my hand in front of 10 kids in a classroom. Now I speak in front of tens of thousands of people, you know, in flip-flops, okay? Just, it's, you know, it's very freeing to become more and more free from the opinion of others. And so, but that's because I dealt with that limiting belief. The next thing I'll mention is focus. You know, wherever you focus, your energy is going to go. And I will tell you, the most successful people on the planet have the highest degree of focus. But here's the thing, whatever you focus on gets larger, both positive or negative. Don't get me started on the news or politics or any of that crap. I mean, it's you know, and because it'll just build and your blood pressure will go up. You know, they asked Mother Teresa when she was alive if she was anti-war. She said, no, I'm pro-peace. I mean, you get the parallel. I get people that call me and say, how do I get out of student loan debt? I'm like, wrong question. How do you make so much money that the debt's irrelevant? That's the right question. But focus, your focus, what you focus on is critical. And I will tell you, you can also dilute your focus, okay? You know, don't get me started on, you know, I'll be sitting watching Netflix and I'll be on my phone scrolling through social media and my brain is making split second decisions on what I'm looking at. And that kills your focus, okay? You know, I get excited because my podcast has been downloaded over 20 million times. It's the largest commercial real estate podcast in the world. And if you're interested in real estate, for God's sakes, you need to go listen to it. I'm very proud of it. And there's a reason it's had so many downloads. And if you go to rodslinks.com or text links to 72345, we'll send you the domain to go there and subscribe. But so I've had 20 million downloads. Well, I listen to two podcasts. I listen to Joe Rogan and I listen to Tim Ferriss. So I get both sides of the aisle. I try to stay as balanced as I can. I'm definitely on one side, but I try to listen to both. And on Tim Ferriss's show, he interviews the best of the best in the world. So best athletes, Michael Phelps, NFL, NBA players, best actors, Jamie Foxx, Ed Norton, Hugh Jackman, Arnold, you know, biggest CEOs in the world like Zuckerberg, billionaires like Ray Dalio. I mean, just the best of the best. And what he does is he deconstructs their success. And so he deconstructs how they became a success. And I started to hear a pattern, Carl. They almost all meditate. What does meditation enhance? Focus, right? We're talking about focus. So again, focus is a really big deal. The next piece I'll mention is playing to your strengths. You know, your strengths are your greatest assets, okay? Don't try to maximize your weaknesses. You're going to get much faster success if you focus on your strengths and then you hire, align, or partner for your weaknesses, okay? And because when you love what you do, honestly, success is inevitable, okay? And I'll tell you, in my business, in the multifamily business, you know, there's an analytical component. And the best partnerships I see are an analytical introverted person with an extroverted person that's out there building the relationships. I mean, that's a match made in heaven. And so, you know, if you're not sure what your strengths and weaknesses are, you can do a Myers-Briggs profile, or you can do a DISC profile, or just ask your friends. They'll tell you. But here's the thing. Don't live somebody else's life. Do what you love. And when you do, when you're playing in your strengths, you love what you do, and work is play. You never work another day in your life, right? And here's the other big piece that ties into that. If you're doing what you love, you're passionate. And passion is required to influence people. If you're passionate, you're going to influence people. They want a piece of that energy. And so, you know, my business, again, is multifamily real estate. But really, if you're doing any business, if you love it, you're going to be passionate and you'll influence people to invest with you, work with you, buy from you, whatever it is. And so, but that passion requires you to love what it is you're doing. And that passion not only equates your ability to influence, but it's the fuel. You know, and it breeds creativity and innovation, and it minimizes or even eliminates fear. So again, discover what juices you and inspires you and go do that. One more piece. I got a couple more, but a big one is your peer group. So when I was losing everything in 2008 and 2009, I was in Tony Robbins' Platinum Partnership. It was a high-level mastermind, very expensive. It was about 130 grand at the time. It's more than that now, all in for the travel and everything. And I was around people that were killing it in that crash, Carl. I mean, they were thriving. They had businesses that were capitalizing on it, like people that were selling masks back in the COVID thing. You know, they capitalized on it, and they come up to me. They're like, "Get up, you puss! 50 million, go make something happen." Now, is that who you want to be around when the soup hits the fan? Because I got to tell you, we are heading into some economic uncertainty in this country. I promised you, the fan is going to get hit. We've got a big bubble in the commercial real estate space that I think has already burst. We've got a lot of deals going south. We've got a deal right now under contract that was listed for, I believe, 28 million. We're getting it for 20. Okay. And so the deals are coming. So I'm going to tell you, you know, pick your vehicle if you haven't yet. Decide how you're going to capitalize on this economic uncertainty. Maybe it's buying businesses. Maybe it's buying single family houses, you know, strip centers, retail, or self-storage or mobile home parks. If it's multifamily, come to my boot camp. In fact, let me mention it real quick, if I may, Carl. So I've got a 2-day boot camp coming up. It's virtual. It's January 6th and 7th. I don't sell anything there. So it's 2 days of training, nothing being sold. You can come for $97, okay? Just use the code Carl with a K, K-A-R-L, okay? Use the code Carl, and when you check out, and you can come for $97. So again, nothing being sold. I teach every aspect of the business. I'm just drinking through a fire hose. I'll tell you that. Bring your A game. But if you're interested in this business, if you want to capitalize on the deals that are coming, get your butt to my bootcamp and start listening to my podcast. Now, both of those websites are at rodslinks.com, rods, plural, links, plural.com, or text links to 72345. And just remember the code Carl to get that $97 deal. And if there's any problems, just DM me on any social channel and I'll take care of you, because I answer every question there on my social. And all my social is all there on that Rod's Links as well. My goal setting workshop is there, like I told you about. You can do, there's a bunch of free books there. It's an incredible source of resources. But here's the thing, back to peer group. Who you hang out with is who you become. And here's the problem. Most people default to peers they went to school with or they work with. And sometimes those people don't have your, you know, they're not interested in you growing and becoming more. They're scared of your growth. They don't want to feel less than if you succeed. And sometimes it's family. And I'm going to tell you, love your family. But proactively choose your peers. Choose who you allow to influence you. Get, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. You want to be around people that want more out of life. See, I've got a coaching program. It's called My Warriors, and I'm going to brag for a minute. So I've got about 1,000, maybe a little over 1,000. They now own 180,000 units, and I've only been teaching 5 years, and I'm super proud of that. Now, here's the thing. Most of those deals were done between warriors because that group, you know, when somebody does a deal, they're getting praised and validated, and they lift each other up, and they help each other. That's who you want to get around. Get around people that think what you think is hard is easy. You know, people that'll push you, hold you accountable. And like a great example would be if you want to learn tennis or you want to play somebody better than you or worse than you, right? You know the answer. And so get around people that want more and they will pull you up to them. Okay. In every aspect, if you get around people that have a better lifestyle, you will want that lifestyle. If they have better financially, you want that. You know, you show me your three best friends. I'll show you who you are in every aspect of your life, your personal, your relationships, your health, your happiness, and definitely your finances. So be proactive about who you hang out with.
That is great stuff for me.
Thank you. A couple more pieces, unless you got a question here.
No, well, I do, but it can wait. I want to hear your piece.
Okay, all right. All right, thanks. So, you know, you've also got to have tenacity. Are you going to get your butt kicked? Are you going to get your nose bloodied? Yes. Okay, and if you've got a strong enough burning desire, a strong enough hunger, you'll push through it. That's what's critical, okay? And so I'm talking about strength of character, strength of will, determination, bravery, backbone, fortitude. Tenacity beats talent almost all the time, okay? So it means getting knocked down 99 times and getting up 100. If you're willing to grind for a few years like most people won't, you will live the rest of your life like most people can't, okay? So don't get discouraged. If you're not having setbacks, I will tell you, I call them seminars when I have a failure. That was a $50 million seminar, okay? It was an expensive freaking seminar, but that's what it was, okay? Now, I have built 27 businesses in my career. I was shocked when I counted this a couple years ago. Several worth tens of millions of dollars. I have two right now that are. But most of those 27 were spectacular flaming seminars, right? Okay, we fail our way to success. Let me talk about that for a minute. Talk about failure. It's only a failure if you don't get back up or you don't learn the lesson. Okay, problems and failures are gifts. That's how you get feedback. The only people that don't have problems are 6 feet underground, right? I got to meet the billionaire owner of Spanx. Sarah Blakely is her name. Beautiful human being. She started with $5,000. She built, it's the women's undergarments that hold everything together under their clothes. It's called Spanx. Anyway, started with $5,000. She's a billionaire. She was in Forbes just a few months ago. But she told me at a mastermind that we were at, she said that her dad used to ask her and her brother on about a weekly basis, what have you failed at this week? Isn't that an awesome question to ask your kids, Carl, so they don't fear failure?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a big one. So the last thing I'll talk about, this is the last piece, is gratitude. You know, you guys might think this is a little foofy, but again, this is how I had $50 million to lose and how I got it back. So you may want to listen to this, okay? So gratitude is the most important foundational emotion we have available to us, okay? It makes us stronger when we face adversity. It actually strengthens our immune system, makes our heart stronger, lowers our blood pressure. You know, you can't be angry and fearful at the same time. You can't be angry and grateful at the same time. You can't be fearful and grateful at the same time. It eliminates all that. Gratitude eliminates fear and anger. It brings us closer to our spirituality. And it attracts everything you want into your life. So most mornings, I will just do gratitude. I'll sit in my recliner in my other office, and I'll just think about the things I'm grateful for, the people in my life, my coaching students, my foundation. But then I'll do gratitude for the things that I want as if I already have them. Say, thank you, God, for this and this and this. And sometimes I'll get emotional being grateful for things I don't even have yet. And I know I lost some of you analytical ones on that, but ignore this at your peril. This is how I had $50 million, how I got it back, okay? Through stuff like this. So gratitude. And the last thing I'll mention, this is truly the last thing. I want to give you an example of something that happened to me. So I lived in Denver, but I knew I always wanted to live on the beach. And there's no beach in Denver. It's in the middle of the country. But I would visualize the sand and the palm trees and the surf. And 20 years later, I built what's now about a $25 million mansion on the beach. It was $8 million at the time, but it's gone up a lot. And I owned the beach on one side, and I had my boats on the backside. It was called a Gulf to Bay, sliced through an island. And this place was magnificent. I mean, giant waterfall from the second floor balcony into the pool. You had to walk through the waterfall to get to the pool. Pool was actually in magazines. Elevator, wine cellar. I'll land the plane with this. On the second floor, I had aquariums built around the staircase that cost me almost $200,000. So this gives you an idea of the house. So I worked for that thing for 20 years. 2 months after I moved in, I'm floating in the pool at night, and I'm looking up at this testament to my ego, which is really what it was. This is a proof to the freaking world I was good enough, okay? That was the proof, okay? So I built this mansion. And again, I'd worked for it for 20 years, and I'm only 2 months in it, and I got depressed. And I don't mean a little depressed. I mean, I was really depressed. I'm like, what the hell? How could I be depressed? My family's inside sleeping. I've got the cars. I had the Maserati and the Rolls Royce and all the stupid crap I thought was important, the boats and the jet skis. And when I look back on it, Carl, there were several things happening. Number one is I didn't know what I was going to do next. Because you achieve a big goal, you have to have other goals lined up behind it. Like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. I didn't have a vision for the future. It's like, what am I going to do now? So that's number one. Number two is it's never about the goals. Happiness comes from progress and growth, continual progress and growth. And how was I going to grow beyond that? I didn't know. So that was the second thing. But the big one was I was totally focused on me. Rod, 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 show the world I matter. Show the world I'm good enough. And that's the year I went and saw Tony Robbins for the first time. It's 23 years ago. And I went to Fort Lauderdale, went to one of his events because I'd read one of his books. So I'm like, I'm going to get some books, you know, Zig Ziglar at the time. And Tony was one of them. And I read halfway through the book, actually. I didn't even finish it. I'm like, man, I like this. So I went and saw him live. And I saw that he fed families for the holidays. And I was like, what a concept. Give something to somebody else. I'm embarrassed to say I had to be 40 to get that memo. And so I called my brother when I got home and I said, bro, let's feed five families for Christmas. Actually, it was Thanksgiving, and I was flying to Denver to see him. And so he called his church, found five families who really needed help, and we bought boxes of food and toys for the kids if they had them. And the third family changed my life, Carl. We go up to this one-bedroom shack, and there was a Hispanic woman in there with five kids. And she comes out, and she sees all this stuff on the porch. She starts crying. Her kids come out. Two of the older ones start crying. I start crying, and I was hooked. And I'm blessed to say in the last 23 years, we've fed over 140,000 children here in Sarasota, Bradenton, and Tampa, Florida. Done thousands and thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies for local at-risk kids. We just did 1,700 in August.
Tiny Hands Foundation, correct?
Tiny Hands Foundation. Thank you. Yes. We've done thousands and thousands of teddy bears to local police departments for officers to keep in their vehicles if they encounter a child that's been in a traumatic situation. Now, I'm not saying this to brag, okay? Here's the thing. Tony Robbins calls it the science of achievement versus the art of fulfillment. Achievement's a science. If you want to learn multifamily, get your butt to my boot camp. I'll give you the blueprint. You just got to go do it. That's it. Okay. But fulfillment is an art. You got to find out what juices you. For me, it's kids. Maybe for you, it's animals or the environment or the elderly, whatever it is. Give back right now. And you might be saying to yourself, yeah, well, you had money. That's why you did it. Well, if you want the money, do it, because the money will come much faster, because that's the way God works, or whatever you believe. Trust me, what you give, you get. I just have to believe me on this one, okay? I'm 100% positive. And so you got to give. And so, you know, here's the thing. We've been taught to achieve to be happy. Like, we shouldn't be happy until we've actually reached some level of achievement, which is crazy, because if you're giving back in any fashion, you're happily achieving. And I know it's a play on words, but it's an important one. And so, you know, if you're not giving back to something, do it immediately, even if it's just your time, because I'm telling you, success will come faster. We had a Hall of Fame for our exemplary warriors at my last two boot camps, where we picked 10 to 15 warriors that really are super successful, own thousands of units, but also help other warriors. And I started to notice a pattern. We did a little slide for each one of them. And when they come up and got their award, every single one of them did something philanthropic. They veteran suicide, veterans homelessness, build schools in India, build schools in Latin America, sexual human trafficking, all this stuff that they help with. And I pointed at 1,000 people at each one of these boot camps, said, that's what we call a clue. Okay. So you want success? Give back right now, because the success, you don't do it for that reason, but I'm telling you, it'll come faster and you'll be fulfilled. I'm done.
You're never done. You're loaded with information. It's great information for our audience. I want to ask you quickly about trends. Someone who could discuss various business topics in great depth. What emerging trends do you see in real estate?
Well, obviously AI is freaking huge. I mean, we're using it already, and it's a game changer. You know, and here's the thing: a lot of people are afraid of it. But you can't have a limitations mindset. You need to have an abundance mindset, because as jobs get eliminated, new jobs will be created. And so, you know, have an abundance mindset, and that won't bother you. But AI, of course, is huge. You know, as far as real estate goes, you know, we're seeing some of these other methodologies to rent places, like, you know, there's been the Airbnb thing, although that's suffering right now. But there's also midterm rentals where, you know, you're renting to a traveling nurse for a few months. There's also house sharing is happening right now, where people are literally renting out the different bedrooms in a house. And that can be very lucrative because people can't afford the whole place. So, you know, there's these things that as things evolve, you know, so do strategies. And but you know, I love real estate. I've done it my whole life. I live, eat, and breathe it. I also love entrepreneurship as well. Love talking about that too. But AI is definitely the game changer at this point.
I want to pick your brain. If you had to give one solid piece of advice to an aspiring entrepreneur right now today, what would that piece of advice be?
Decide what your vehicle is going to be. Are you going to buy a franchise? Are you going to go buy a business from a retiring baby boomer? You know, are you going to buy real estate? If it's multi, get educated. That's the bottom line. It's decide what you're going to do and get educated. And if it's multifamily, you're crazy not to come to my thing for $97 because I don't sell anything there. But whatever it is, learn it as fast as you can, because I am telling you, opportunity is here and it's going to get better. We may have a lull in the recession until the election, because they're going to prop up, they're going to lower the interest rates. The current administration will definitely do that to make themselves look good. But after this election in November, watch out, because the you know what's going to hit the fan. I promise you, it's inevitable.
Absolutely. Now, one piece of advice to an individual that wants to achieve peak performance.
You know, in my warrior coaching program, we have a high performance component where we have calls. There's a reason they're so successful. It's not just the mechanics, it's the mindset. I would tell you to get a high performance coach. You know, they're out there, and we do it as part of our program because it's so critical to success in our students. But, you know, even if you're not interested, by the way, if you're interested in my warrior coaching program, text the word crush. So we can help you crush it. Text the word crush to 72345. And that's how you apply. Text crush to 72345. And if you do that, you and I will be speaking at some point. But, you know, we incorporate high performance into our training because it's so critical. So if you're not interested in multifamily, go get a high performance coach yourself. I've had coaches for decades. I have two coaches right now. And Michael Jordan, at the height of his career, had five coaches. He was the best in the world. He had five coaches. Okay, that's how you shorten the learning curve. That's how you become an expert at something. And so, you know, Jordan had a nutrition coach, a relationship coach, a weight training coach, the head coach, the assistant coach, and I'm forgetting probably two other coaches. And so, again, you know, get help, get some coaching, or get in a group of other high performance players, get around that environment like your peer group. Success is inevitable.
And now, given your success, tell me what's the biggest challenge you face today?
Biggest challenge? Oh, boy. Biggest challenge. I don't get asked that. I don't like to think about challenges, so that's a tough one for me. I'm usually thinking about opportunities. So that's a tough one for me to answer and think about. You know, it's always people. You know, every business is nothing but systems and people, okay? And if you get the systems right and you hire the best people you can find, again, success is inevitable. That's how the wealthiest people on the planet build these businesses. But you got to get the systems down and you got to get the people down. And so, you know, I'm working on both of those things right now. I'm incorporating the EOS system into our business. It's from the book Traction, Entrepreneurs Operating System. And I'm getting some people to help with that, paying quite a bit of money for that. And I'm also on the hunt for another COO for one of my businesses, Chief Operations Officer. And it's always a challenge because, you know, you can ask all the right questions. And I've hired literally hundreds and maybe probably thousands, actually, of people. And And you get some right, you get some wrong. But I look for, when I'm hiring, by the way, just as a as an aside, I look for work ethic and I look for passion. The technical stuff we can train, but those are the two things I look for now. And their code of values. Well, you know, what's their code of values look like? And so we ask questions around that. Our number one core value is integrity. We do what's right, even if it hurts. And so, in all my businesses, but yeah, I hope that helped.
It does. And once again, tell my audience how to reach you.
Yeah, sure. Listen, go to rodslinks.com or text links to 72345. There's so many resources there. LINKS to 72345. Start listening to my podcast. I promise you'll love it. There's a reason it's the largest commercial real estate podcast in the world. And I do a clip every week called Own Your Power. It's a motivational clip. You give me 5 minutes a week, I will juice you. I promise. Give me 5 minutes a week. I have them. There's hundreds of them there. And you know, if you need a shot in the arm, listen to those. If you're interested in multifamily, definitely listen to the interviews. But Rod's Links is the place to go, and you'll get tons of free resources there.
Great. Listen to my audience. This has been great. This has definitely been drinking from a fire hose. But remember, you just text links to 72345, and you'll get all the links, and you'll have access to this amazing person and his amazing brain systems and all he needs to succeed. Again, this is Carl McKinney, co-hosting with Seth Green and Kevin Harrington on the Sharkpreneur Podcast. We will see you and talk to you the next time. Thank you, Rod, for joining.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.